Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Two stories on housing are on two front pages. On the front page of the Irish Examiner, a group of Fianna Fáil TDs are calling for a temporary ban on evictions. They want to make sure more people aren't forced into homelessness this winter. And on the front page of the Irish Times, that story you may have heard earlier in the programme, the SRI says that house prices are overvalued and that the market will experience a sharp slowdown in coming months. There are a couple of terms in today's papers that may be new to you. The first is fetch-fixing. A caller phoned Liveline the other day complaining about alleged cheating in Irish dancing and what they called fetch-fixing. Now that story makes the front pages of the Irish News and the Irish Independent. Inside the Irish Independent are two full pages on the allegations, with one headline saying that in one case, in order to get higher scores, a dance teacher and a judge appeared to be exchanging sexual favours. The other term that appears today is mismeasurement. According to the Irish Times, the Department of Health overpaid an estimated €10 million to Larry Goodman for the lease on an office building in Dublin. The paper says the mistake was made because of a mismeasurement by the Office of Public Works of the floor space needed. The Department of Health has now done a deal where, rather than ask for money back, it will extend the rent for 9 months at a nominal rate of €10. The Irish Independent has a report on alternative schools. It includes the Wicklow Democratic School, which has no principal, no homework, and the pupils engage in self-directed learning. And this means they only study what they find interesting. A staff member of the school says everyone in the school has a vote at their meetings, but that the teachers have never been outvoted by the children. Children, she says, usually only come to a meeting when an issue they care about comes up. And that notion appears in Miriam Lord's political column in the Irish Times. She's writing about super subs. These are the junior ministers who come into the Dáil to sit in for senior ministers. This happened yesterday and so annoyed Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle that during a debate on public transport, he complained in some colourful language that the Minister for Transport didn't seem to care enough about the issue to turn up. On public transport, several papers note an OECD report which says that Ireland can't rely on electric cars to reduce its carbon emissions. According to the Irish Daily Star, the report says that the country must make other forms of travel more attractive, buses, trains and active travel. In another report, the Council of Europe has been totting up the number of legal professionals in the country. According to the Irish Examiner, the council found that compared to a typical European country, we only have a sixth of the judges, but double the number of lawyers. The report also says that the starting salary for Irish judges is three times that of European states. Most papers report on the arrest of an Irish woman in South Africa. The local police were acting on a Garda arrest warrant. The woman is wanted for questioning in relation to the murders of two men in 2014. Their bodies were found on an island in the middle of Loch Sheelan, County Cavan. There's a Brazilian man in the Irish Daily Star bemoaning, "What did I do to deserve this?" He's a Coldplay fan, and what he did was to tattoo the date of their upcoming concert on his wrist. Unfortunately for him, the concert was postponed. And Daniel O'Donnell is going to be in a horror movie. According to the Irish Daily Mirror, the singer will star in an online movie to be released in time for Halloween. The plot is that he's trying to save the town of Dunloe from attack, and it's called Night of the Daniels.